Hi Ruth.
Hello
Bronwyn.
Thanks
for agreeing to do the interview. This is great.
Pleasure.
Would you like to just introduce yourself and tell me where you work and where you teach?
Okay, my name's Ruth Lawson. I teach on the veterinary nursing course. Yes.
Great, and you did Designing for Flexible Learning Practice in 2006. You were one of our first participants.
That's right, a bit of a pioneer.
Yeah, and you've agreed to talk today about what you did for your Flexible Learning Development Plan. So it'd be great to hear how you got started on that and what was the issue that sort of gave you the idea of what you'd do with your flexible development?
Well, I teach anatomy and physiology on the vet nursing course, and we've been developing a textbook over the years. It's sort of moved from one stage to another over the years, and it became clear that we needed to put it online. Really, we've got over 100 distance students as well as about 30 time full-timers, and it was becoming clear that we needed to have some sort of textbook that they could access online, hopefully through the Blackboard system. And there was also a move to get away from providing them with so much paper, because we used to give them reams and reams of paper, using lots and lots of trees up. So this was another added spur.
Yeah. So what was happening with your textbook before you decided to look at a different way of delivering it?
Well, we had it in Word, and I wanted to put a lot of diagrams in, and the issue with the diagrams was, of course, copyright and the cost of getting somebody to do them professionally. So I actually drew all the diagrams, and they needed, and of course anatomy and physiology is a very sort of visual subject. It needs lots of diagrams. It's not an optional thing, so the diagrams had to be reasonably good quality and accurate. So they needed lots of labels put on them, and I was really coming to the it was getting very hard to actually cope with them in Word. Word just wasn't coping with the diagrams. The labels were jumping around. Each time you saved and opened again, the labels were all higgledy-piggledy and had moved past the text and the diagram had disappeared. And
it could be difficult for accuracy, wouldn't it?
It's difficult on the nerves.
Yes. So,
it was very frustrating.
So that got you thinking, how can you change the way you present the textbook,
Well, I think the first issue is we actually managed to sort of pin the labels down and put it into a PDF form on Blackboard so that students were accessing the textbook along with worksheets and quizzes and PowerPoints through Blackboard. And that worked reasonably well, but there were issues of you know, when you wanted to edit or add things, or when the students inevitably pointed out inaccuracies and you wanted to put them right, and you had to write yourself little notes so that you did it for the next year.
Yeah.
So that, you know, there were limitations.
So what did you actually, for your plan then, let's just reiterate, you decided to put your anatomy and physiology course online.
Yeah.
And as part of that, you've just mentioned some of the things you did, and it went on Blackboard. So that was really your plan, was how to present your course online.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And to provide the instruction so students could navigate through the different sections of it reasonably easily.
So what's come out of that is you looking at another option now for updating your textbook more easily. Do you want to talk a bit more about that?
Well, the new evolution of it now, the present evolution, is that it's now gone as a wiki book. We've edited it all and put it now out on a wiki book. So we now, out there, we have the anatomy and physiology of animals, which you can actually Google.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so much simpler. And it's so much more accessible for students. It's easy for them to navigate. It's just so simple for them to move around through it and to the different aspects of it, to the worksheets and quizzes and things. There's part of it also on Wiki Educator. And also it's so easy to edit. You know, like I can give a tutorial and a student can can tell me there's a typo somewhere or I've got something wrong, I just sit at the computer and just edit it and change it. And actually I can even tell the students to log on and sign in and edit it themselves. Not that they have done that yet, but...
Rewrote it for you.
Well, hopefully they're going to add little add bits if they, you know, if they want to extend it or anything. And also, of course, we've got, you know, the links are so easy too. You can make, you know, links to animations and things which work so nicely.
But aren't you worried about, this is a course that people pay to come and enrol in, aren't you worried about someone stealing all the work that's taken you years to write? How do you get around that?
Well, I mean, I suppose I've stolen from all the places I got my information from by reading it. So, I mean, it's the evolution of knowledge, isn't it, really? And I like the idea that people all over the world can have access without having to pay.
So what's the copyright statement that you've actually got on it?
I think it's Creative Commons, I think.
Yeah, so it'll be, like, by attribution. So that means that you, if anyone... uses your work or modifies it, they always have to give you attribution. They have to say, well, this was originally Ruth Lawson.
Yes, I think they have to recognise that it was originally mine, yes.
And you're there representing Otago Polytechnic, so I guess it's actually spreading the word about the vet nursing course.
Well, and Otago Polytechnic, I think this is why Otago Polytechnic has gone ahead with this sort of policy, hasn't it? Because they feel it's good, good to have that sort of image out there.
Yeah. Mm. So all this has come out of you doing the Designing for Flexible Learning practice, really?
Well, I don't think I would have embarked on it. It was actually putting forward that proposal, a plan to upgrade these notes that actually led me in this direction. And so I put a proposal through, and there was a bit of money which, you know, when the proposal got accepted, there was some money for me to put the time into you know, converting the notes and things.
That's great. And so you passed the course, of course.
I suppose I did, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful, Ruth. Thank you very much for telling us about your online course and your wiki book. It's fantastic.
Okay, thanks, Brom.